So, Marion, what countries have you lived in?
I've lived in Italy, France, Australia, and now Japan.
Well, that's a
And
lot.
Ireland, of course. Sorry.
Wow, you lived in Italy, huh?
Yeah,
Wow.
yeah.
How long did you live in Italy for?
For two separate periods, so a year each. So in total, about 2 years, almost 2 years.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So, why did you go to Italy? What were you there for?
I went there to study Italian. And the first time I studied Italian and French. And then the second time I went back after graduating to study more Italian.
That's pretty cool.
It was
Wow.
interesting, yeah.
So, were your classes tough? Was it a tough study program?
They were very interesting. And the first time I went, my Italian wasn't so good. I'd only studied for 2 years before I went the first time. So even though my Italian improved enormously over that first year. In the beginning, it was quite difficult. I had one professor, for example, who would constantly say to me in class in Italian, "Are you following? Are you following?" So it was a bit
That's,
intimidating.
yeah. Oh, I don't think I could do that with my students.
No, it was really awful. He was really singling me out. And so all the other people in the class used to turn their heads around and look at this strange foreigner in their class who maybe or maybe maybe could understand or maybe didn't. But I just felt very nervous and a bit awkward there because I was just waiting for him to pounce on me with his "Mi segue, mi segue." It's terrible.
Me segues, are you
"Are you
following?
following me?" Literally, yeah. Basically, do you understand?
Oh, okay. What was life like in Italy at university? How is it different than, say, university in Ireland?
Well, my university in Ireland is on one big campus. I think that's maybe the way in America as well. In Italy, though, the buildings of the university are spread all over the city. So you'll have, for example, the language and literature faculty, where I was, in one part of the town, and then maybe 10 or 20 minutes away by bus. You might have the Faculty of Education, where I had to go for some lectures as well. So that was very different for me to have everything so spread out. Also, the buildings were so old. You
I
know,
bet.
in Italy, there were really old traditional buildings, so they were beautiful, really beautiful. You walk into the faculty building, and there's a huge courtyard and beautiful architecture all around you. It was absolutely amazing. You felt like you were a little part of history inside, you know. So, yeah, that was amazing.
Oh, sounds cool.
Yeah, it was great. One of the best years of my life.